Today I'd like to introduce a new subject as requested by many, many of you. And if I put together all the requests, they're actually coming up to human values. So we will talk about human values, which is in essence the struggle against the self. It starts off with that. And then it manifests itself out with various modes of behavior with those around us. But I will start with the self. And today we will look at the first aspect that governs human behavior, and that's the intellect. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked what the intellect, what aql was, he said, "It is performing an action in obedience to Allah. Those who obey Allah in their action are truly human beings of intellect." He continued to say, "If the abd of Allah wish to come close to their creator by performing a good action, then let them do it by their intellect. This will bring them swiftly forward. We, the prophets, talk to people according to the strength of their intellect." He said, "All righteous actions are rewarded, and the best reward results from an action which issues from the intellect." So the first step we've got to do is actually think, why am I doing this? How am I doing this? And how do I aim to ensure that this brings me closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Let's continue with looking at what Rasulullah said, because each of his words expounds it and makes it easier to understand. He said, "Nothing Allah has apportioned to his abd is better than the intellect. The man of intellect asleep is better than the foolish person awake. No messenger or prophet has been sent until his intellect had been perfected and refined above any in his ummah, although there may be some who go to greater lengths to try and interpret matters of legal difficulty." Let me go a bit further. He said, "Allah has created the intellect from a stored up light, a divine energy, which was hidden within his knowledge, and neither emissary, prophet, nor high-ranking angel has seen it. Then he has made knowledge itself, understanding its spirit. Zuhd, which is doing without, its head. Modesty, haya, its eyes. Wisdom, its tongue. Compassion, which is ra'fa, its purpose. And mercy, its heart." So let's look at this. The intellect manifests itself with zuhd. Zuhd means being able to refrain from that which is wrong for us. With haya, which is modesty. Then he talks about wisdom. The tongue must be able to come out with wisdom. Compassion, very, very important. And rahmah in the heart. Then Rasulullah said, he filled and strengthened it with 10 things. Certainty, faith, truthfulness, tranquility, sincerity, kindness, generosity, contentment, submission, and patience. And then addressing intellect, he said, "Go back," and it went back. "Come forward," and it came forward. "Speak," and it said, "Alhamdulillah. Who has neither enemy nor rival, to whom there is no likeness, no comparison and no equal, before whose might everything is submissive and humbled." And that's talking about intellect, before whose might everything is humbled. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "By my power and splendor, never have I created anything finer than you, nor anything more submissive to me than you, and nothing more noble than you. By you my unity is affirmed, by you I am worshipped, and by you I am called upon in prayer. Hope is placed in me through you, I am desired through you, by you I am feared, by you is the reward, and by you is the punishment." Such is the value of aql. Again and again in the Quran it says, أَفَلَا يَتَفَقَّرُونَ. Do you not think? أَفَلَا تَعَقِلُونَ. Do you not have aql? Do you not understand? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued, "Never has Allah been worshipped more than by the intellect. A human being's intellect is only perfected when it possesses 10 qualities, and amongst them is when good is expected of it, when one is safe because no evil comes from it, when it makes little of the great amount of goodness issuing from it, and much of the small of good issuing from the intellect of another. It does not tire of the demands of people, and it's never tired of seeking knowledge." Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, when quoting Rasulullah, said, "If you are told about a good position of a human being, look to see how good his intellect is. for it is according to how he has used his intellect that he will be rewarded. And then the wonderful hadith that I remember as a child that my father used to tell me all the time. Imam Ali alayhi salam narrates how Jibreel came down to Prophet Adam alayhi salam and said, O Adam, I have been ordered to have you choose between three things. Pick one and leave the other two. Adam alayhi salam asks Jibreel what the three things are. And Jibreel says, intellect, modesty and religion. And Adam alayhi salam said, I choose intellect. So Jibreel tells modesty and religion to go away and leave him. But they said, they have been ordered to stay with intellect wherever it may be. So be it, he said, and reascended to the heavens. It's so beautiful. My father died when I was very young, but even as a child I remember him telling me all the time, think, he used to say, think about everything. He used to ask me funny questions. Why is a leaf green, he would say. What about the air, he says. What does that do? And I remember struggling to find answers from what I had learnt at school. And he would say, it does the job it has been given to do. Your job is to be a human being, my child. The best of human beings. Strive to be one. Think before you do everything. And you will get there. And finally, some more ahadith, which hopefully will leave you with something to think about. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, intellect is a cutting sword. Cut away your desires with your intellect. Loss of intellect, he said, means losing life. He who has lost his intellect may only be compared with the dead. Speaking to his son, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, he said, the greatest wealth is the intellect. The greatest poverty is stupidity. Inshallah, we will continue tomorrow with human values. And we will be now looking at the heart, which is another factor which plays when we try to manifest our human values.